311.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a wonderful Sunday as you stick with VOB 92.9, your station, this Sunday afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. And of course, as usual, we have the Barbados Fire Service, the 311 radio show. We have today our Fire and Life Safety Officer, Jason Collins. Good afternoon, Jason.
Good afternoon, Barbados. Good afternoon, President. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, thank you. And soon to be joining us will be Officer Kevin Sobers. You'll hear him soon. Hopefully, hear him soon as well.
He's doing another thing as we speak, but he'll be here with us in the next couple of minutes, hopefully.
Right. No problem. All right. So, man, listen, we are in what is the second to last week of the year, not just the month.
Very true.
The year. 2020. Christmas Day is on Friday, officer. My goodness.
Definitely. Time has really flown. And I guess for the type of year we've had, one may say it is a good thing that has flown the way it has, but definitely we are basically a couple of days away from what we call the big day. You
know, yes. Are you ready?
Well, as ready as I can be, you know.
Yes. But you know, ready or not, here it comes, because it's time. It's time now. So
it is what it is. Yeah.
That's correct. Oh, man. All right. So it's the final week before Christmas, final week of Christmas, I should say, before Christmas Day. And, you know, we would have been talking a little bit last time about Christmas tips and safety tips and more so the fire tips. And we want to continue along those lines this week, especially as it relates to Christmas preparations and Christmas Day preparations. And I know, we just want to emphasize safety today. So let's go.
We do have a little bit of, let's say, a little cook-up, so to speak, if you're going to use those words. A little pun intended today. Because last week we did a lot with, as you said, we started with the fire tips for Christmas, and we spoke about Christmas lights and not overloading. We also dealt a little bit with the Christmas trees, the light Christmas trees, make sure to keep them watered, those kind of things. You know, just, by the way, yada yada, to make sure that people still keep the brains on for this week, because this week is going to be a lot of excitement, a lot of hustling and bustling. So we just want to make sure that everybody's safe, as always. But I will say that this week now, being it is the real thing, the final week now, I know there's going to be a lot of baking, a lot of cooking, a lot of driving around, you know, hustling and bustling in town and wherever else you have to go to get your last minute stuff and so on. And I just thought it would be fitting to deal more with that aspect of it, for those who will be doing, you know, kitchen safety, basically. Yeah. And if you follow this program, or if you know anything, if you know a fair amount about fire safety and so on, you'd be quite aware that many commercial fires start within, many residential fires start in the kitchen. It is a known fact that a high amount of residential fires will start in the kitchen. And therefore, it is of great importance to highlight the safety aspects, the do's and don'ts of the kitchen, especially at this time where, as I said, we're going to be doing a lot more. I hope that everybody, that especially those who are using the bottled gas, that you have your spare cylinders, etc., you know, but and that you're keeping them in a safe place, because remember, like we would have said, and tips don't change much whether it's Christmas or not, but just to reiterate that you don't want to have your gas bottle in the cupboards and so on. You know, at Christmas time, we'll be doing up the house. We don't want to have anything that doesn't look so beautiful to us. We want to hide everything that may look a little rough to us and so on. So those gas bottles, just remind you to keep them in an open area, just in case there's a leak that you're not aware of. Because obviously having gas bottles in your cupboards and so on, and as part of, if there is a leak, if there's a small leak, it is more susceptible to an explosion if particles build up in that cupboard and you're nowhere to go, and then you go and light the stove or something like that. So we just want to remind persons, if you have your gas, the small gas bottles that you keep in the house, please do not put them in cupboards and that kind of stuff. Also, we know a lot of people who at this time work a little longer hours in some cases than you would normally work, probably in the normal time of the year. I just want to remind you that if you go home and you're tired, please do not attempt to light the stove. Do not attempt to cook a meal. Try to use something non-perishable or something to that effect, that, you know, you don't create a situation where you fall asleep and leave the stove on. It is the time of year where person, because they're working some of them more hours, they're working a little harder because they're doing their daily jobs, and they're still coming home and they're cleaning and they're doing all the different things, getting around the house look a certain way, as the grannies and so on, so you're sprucing up the place.
That's right.
And, you know, we know that it is a tradition, especially for us here in Barbados, to really, you know, go the full nine hours for Christmas. Mm. But we don't want that. We're doing that and you're tired and you leave, you go to sleep and leave the stove unattended. You know, these are things that we try very hard to remind persons year after year not to, you know, become a victim of. So that's just another reminder. You know, you're going to be doing cooking. I know a lot of baking is going to go on some nights and so on as you come home from work. The ham lovers, not you, Natasha, the turkey people and whatever, you know, you're doing your baking, your cakes, or whatever have you, great cake. So just to remind persons that when you're going to be doing these things, to always monitor what's going on in the kitchen. Don't leave the stove unattended. Bearing in mind, too, that Christmas not only is exciting for adults, but our little ones. Remember, you're going to have our children around. They're on vacation. And just a little word to the wise, keep your eyes on your little ones, you know, especially the younger ones who may tend to get a little mischievous at times.
Right.
You know, make sure that you keep a close eye on them. They're going to be fully excited, especially this week. And, you make sure that if they're in the kitchen and they're helping you, that you are supervising them, that that you make sure you don't leave them unattended, so that, you know, because some of them may want to help you bake the cake, they may want to help you do the ham, the turkey, whatever. But you want to make sure that you're doing it in a safe environment and in a safe way. So adults, please don't leave your children unattended doing anything within the kitchen. Please make sure you're there to supervise them at all times. It's vitally important. So all of these are little tidbits that may seem like cliche, but very important, because, you know, we can never be too careful.
I agree. And, you know, you talk about the children, and even having somebody there with you if you're going to be cooking, if you know you're tired and you can't tend to the baby the way you would love to, or rather should I say, well, the baby, you know, you're trying to tend to the baby and everything else at the same time. If you could have somebody helping you, that would really be good.
Correct.
You know, sometimes the older sibling needs to take more of a greater role at this time, you know, depending on how old they are, of course, but to really look out for your children, your just remember them. Yeah. Officer Sobers.
Yes,
welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Barbados.
Yes. Good to see you.
You have a long day and you're very busy. You don't know what time of day it is.
That happens.
As you were really saying, Christian, in terms of, you know, not only in the cooking aspect, but the fact that if you're going to be in the kitchen and you have a little one, or like a baby, for example, it would be ideal to have someone else to assist in making sure that, you know, tending to the child along with the stove. Failing that possibility, then you have to be extra cautious in making sure that even though you have to deal with the baby, that you are also keeping attending to that stove at all times. It is important to do so, yes.
Well, you know, we also want to send out a word of encouragement, because there are lots of persons listening who may not have been working since March and are seeing other people abuzz with activity and linger. They long for it. They have a longing for what is happening. And, you know, some people may even be in depression at this time. And we know that we're talking about safety tips, but I want to encourage them as well to just keep their chin up and encourage those who are listening, who do have and can share, to lend a helping hand and to help a brother, a sister, a neighbor. If you see an elderly person and you know they live alone, just try to extend that hand to them as well. And we know that we can't exactly gather the way we would love to and have people over, you know, you say, okay, well, you know, I want to help this family and that family, let's come together. But maybe if we can do something virtually, you send something and you do something virtually, you know, that's an idea that can really happen, come to life, and we can spread that share and that love, extend that hand to somebody else in need at this time. You know, officers, there are people who are in depression. I was doing a show on life on Wednesday, a call-in show, What's on Your Mind? And a lady called in speaking about being depressed. Another lady, you know, she would have sent in a message the show and said that she was about to kill herself the night before. She was contemplating it. And, you know, we want to really extend encouragement to these people who are feeling the pinch. It's not even more than a pinch. It's a bite now. At this time, and just know, just keep your head up and know that things will get better, and there is a silver cloud. There's a silver lining around the cloud, and we just want to encourage him.
Yeah, I'm glad that you did touch on did a number of things in that little bit just now, because you did speak about the elderly, and you know, at this time with all the hustle and bustle, I just want to encourage everybody not to forget your elderly. Your elderly neighbors, your elderly families, etc. You know, go and check on them, call, whatever. As you say, they may be distancing socially, but you can still call, make sure they're okay. If there's anything you can do to assist them, they will still want to do a little baking, go and assist if you can. You know, if you can eliminate them having to do the baking, but you doing the baking and caring for them, you know, family members. It's very important. And you know, interesting that you mentioned the persons who may be feeling depressed, because it is definitely true. There are persons who have not worked since the beginning of this COVID period, which would have been somewhere in March or so. And you got a spare thought for those people. Again, it goes back to something obviously on this program. You got to get back that community spirit. You got to get back that care for each other. That, you know, when I was a little boy growing up and your neighbor had a breadfruit, they would cut it and send cross half, yeah. Vice versa. If your parents had something, they would send for the neighbor. That kind of stuff, I think we need to get back to that community spirit. And I've been saying that on this program forever. It's something I always say, because we've become selfish. Quite unfortunate, because as I said growing up, that was not how it was. Even before my time,
yeah.
I know I would hear my parents and grandparents talk about different things. I find that everything is such, you know, everybody's so about themselves now. Mm-hmm. And we kind of forget, you know, or brothers and neighbors or sisters or whatever have you, who may not have or who may not be as fortunate as you are. And if you can assist people, it is always good to do that, you know?
Yes, that's right. Wow. All right. So, yes, we are talking about safety tips, fire and safety tips. Sorry?
Safety in all aspects.
Safety in all aspects. That's correct.
We did speak a bit about the kitchen and so on. And also, you know, this is the week where persons are going to be going into Bridgetown and all the other towns in Barbados.
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing their shopping, their last minute, things that they didn't get to pick up, supermarket runs, etc. And I just want to also encourage people, not only in the kitchen, but be extremely careful on the roads as you're traveling. If I am not mistaken, I think Highway 1 is still under some form of construction or renovation.
Yes.
So I just want to urge persons, you know, you're going to have to leave home a little earlier to, you know, transact your business, to do your shopping, whatever have you. Obviously, you're going to have to take some alternate routes and so on. There can be some backup. You got to be patient. Must remember, we're still in the COVID period. So what you would have done one time where you can run into town at the last minute and everybody cram into one of the little stores or whatever, that's no longer the case. We're going to have some lines inside the stores. All of these are little things that we need to be mindful of, and just be aware that this is a Christmas that, with a difference, where we don't have the luxury of just traversing as we would on any normal year. Mm-hmm. So just be mindful that, you know, you gotta